Old Testament summary. Why is the Old Testament important to us? Timothy emphasizes that all scripture is God-breathed. Christ's last command in Matthew 28 also stresses teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. In addition, it is timeless, vivid, full of dramatic stories. In 35 lessons, we will focus on the direct connect God has with key men and women of the Bible, touch points, and lessons we can derive from those interactions. Today, most people sample tidbits of the Bible, losing out on the magnificent feast and the true content, not to mention failing to obey Christ's command. The great diversity of 40 authors from various occupations wrote the Bible in two major languages, Hebrew and Greek, and one minor, Aramaic. The 66 books, OT 39, New Testament 27, cover approximately 1,600 years. In contrast, the amazing unity converging at one theme, one true God, one purpose, redemption of mankind, and one Savior, Jesus Christ, points to the real author, God Himself. The Old Testament is organized as law, Genesis to Deuteronomy, history, Joshua to Esther, poetry, Job to Song of Solomon, major prophets, Isaiah to Daniel, minor prophets, Hosea to Malachi. The Bible got compiled from various sources. There was the Masoretic text on which most Bibles are based, the Dead Sea Scrolls discovered in caves 20 kilometers east of Jerusalem, the Septuagint, Greek translation of the Old Testament, the Nash Papyrus containing text of 10 commandments, Cairo Geniza fragments retrieved from Geniza or storerooms, the Syriac Peshitta translated from the Hebrew into Syriac, a dialect of Aramaic, the Latin Vulgate, the Latin translation of the Bible by Jerome. Compiling the canon was also done by various godly individuals and councils, including the Council of Nicaea led by Emperor Constantine in 325 AD. In 367 AD, Athanasius provided the listing of 66 books that we have today. The Old Testament, beginning from creation, demonstrates the roller coaster ride of man's failure and God's faithfulness. It warns of pitiful consequences of rebellion through Israel's division and downfall, highlighting the need for a divine savior. It exposes the current condition of the church, very similar to the nation of Israel. It reflects the hope in the midst of darkness, the few touch points today that God is using to fulfill his divine purposes. Are we prepared to study and share the knowledge of the Bible as Christ commands?